This is Milo from Chopping It Up with the Twins. Our very first podcast. We're just messing around. See what happens. My wife's over here on the side. She's our special guest today. And all she's going to do is make fun of me. But I'm here with my brother.
Twin
brother. I sometimes forget. They say we don't even look alike.
No, we don't. I'm a zero and he's a one.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And my name is Willie. And this is Chopping It Up with the Twins.
All right. So what we're going to do is just review week 13 in the NFL season. Fucking around. You know, drink a couple of brews. Sometimes eat. I already ate. I ate healthy, actually, today. I ate some tilapia and some rice. Well, if you can hear that, that was her, my wife. What you eat?
I had a sandwich, and then I had some Chinese food.
That was good.
What are you drinking?
We ain't sponsored yet. Until I get sponsored, I'll be taking a shout out. Until they sponsor me, I'll, you know, send a shout out.
Ah, okay. Está bien. Vamos a tu rollo.
Mm-hmm. You already know. I heard that pop. That's yep. The best pops I like to hear. Mm-hmm. You want to know where the other pop is?
I don't know. I could just imagine it.
It's pop. That coochie, baby. Pop. That coochie. Oh. Sorry.
I think you could say that shit.
I think you can. Fuck it. Sorry. All right. So, yeah. You see us, we're just going to do this talk shit, fuck around. Just like we're at the bar or something, just chopping it up. You already know. So, let's get into this shit. So, how was your week, brother?
It was chilling, bro. Saw the fucking Dolphins win. Chivas lost. Beautiful. Cowboys lost. Another beauty. And just drink beer, pretty much. What about yours?
That sounded so fucking fake. But but it is what it is. Nah, what did I do? It was a fucked up day at work. Last week has been busy. It's my Super Friday. I got a couple days off, so I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna work on the house, put some baseboards in the bathroom, and that's about it, man.
Merry life.
Yeah, married kids. What is it? Married with children.
Yeah,
I'm actually putting my hand under my pants too.
No, mames. Kids don't get married.
Yeah, do get married, please.
When you're 30 something.
Yeah. Something like that. All right, let's get into this.
So, yes, today is our first episode.
Mm-hmm. Episode one. Today's what? December what?
December 9th, 2020.
2020.
My All right. Uh-huh. You gotta cut that shit off.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
So, what do you want to talk about?
We'll talk about the first game of the week. There's no Thursday night this week, so, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't going to try to edit this podcast too much. You know, we're just going to freehand it, you know, just make it more organic, you can say. So, sorry if we just have awkward moments or... You know, don't say nothing at all. Okay. See, you can hear her say get with the program. All right. Mm-hmm. So, first game of the
Milo,
week.
Milo, do you have ear pods or you got a...
I have actually some what's these called? Headphones? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, stop moving.
All right. Sorry. I won't move too much.
Stop putting your finger up your... Because you're moving too much.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you, but it just hears like a lot of...
Okay, I won't move too much. So, first game of the week. We got the Saints and Falcons. We got the Saints winning 21-16.
That Hill guy, he sucks.
He had 2 touchdowns.
Who gives a shit? He sucks.
Yeah, you're right. You got it. You're right.
He sucks. Yeah, he's just getting lucky.
Who's the fucking backup?
I don't know.
It's somebody pretty. Who is it?
It's Tampa. Tampa. That guy that likes to eat steel lobster.
Yeah, he eats his fingers. He eats with the west.
Fingers with the west with the wind. Yes,
I'm his name. James.
Wilson. Wilson.
Some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
that I'd rather have him.
You think the coach doesn't see that shit and practice? He probably says, man, we got a better chance to win with a fucking running back. That's messed up.
Hey, fantasy, he's considered a tight end, my bro.
No, that sucks. That sucks. But you know what? Saints got a playoff victory. A playoff berth with that win.
Yeah, well, they ain't going to win. They ain't going to go nowhere with a running back throwing the ball.
And you're right. Well, isn't Drew Brees coming back probably by the end of the season?
That motherfucker should just go to retirement home. That motherfucker's old too. I mean,
he is.
That guy is old.
I'll bleep this shit. Don't worry. if I get a chance, but probably not. Well, all right, let's go to anything else about the same game, Falcon?
They play the Falcons. There's nothing to talk about. Falcons suck.
Yeah, you're right. Cowboys beat them. So you know they suck.
if you lose to the Cowboys, you are awful. Super.
You
awful.
Suck.
Really bad.
You suck balls.
I don't. Cowboys do.
Hey, this is a podcast. We can say whatever we want. Mm-hmm. We put right there. It's gonna be explicit.
Tell the Toxica to go wash some plates.
Toxica, go do some dishes. All right. So next game is a bunch of mediocre teams. The Lions and the Bears.
Yeah.
34 Lions, 30 Chicago Bears. I think Bears has lost 6 straight. They have 6 straight losses.
I think they lost 5. Like
5. I think 5
they
or 6.
They got 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 6. And they started with 5-1. They were 5-1.
Well, that. What's that guy's name? The quarterback when it started the season? Trubisky. Trubisky.
Yes.
That guy's whack as hell. He's whack as hell.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah. Lions, I like Matthew Stafford. I feel bad for him. He's one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah, he never throwing the ball. I don't know about ever, but.
This guy has no receivers and is still trying his best. He had Megatron a couple of years ago, but didn't have a defense or didn't have anything. I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. I think didn't he sign a big-ass contract?
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
There's nothing out there.
And they got rid of their fucking coach and their GM. So I feel sad. I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
He deserves better.
Pretty much.
All right.
We'll anything, see what happens.
Anything else from
no,
this?
No, both. They're not going to a playoff, so I don't give a shit.
5-7? Maybe. If they're lucky.
Look at the division, my friend. They're not going nowhere.
Yeah, Packers.
Packers in Minnesota.
Yeah, but Minnesota sucks too.
No, Minnesota's good. I give them.
Willie.
What happened?
Cowboys beat Minnesota. They fucking suck. At home. Thank you.
But this is NFC. It's a fucking NFC. Anybody could go to the playoffs.
Nah. Damn. Must be a good beer. All right. So we got next game. Colts, Texans. All right. Colts at 26 and Texans 20. What else? I feel bad for the quarterback, Texans. DeSean Jackson. He's a fucking beast. But that team, man, something wrong with that team. Well, they got rid of the coach.
They got rid of the best fucking receiver they had.
Hopkins. Yep. And now Arizona is doing good, but
and they let go of Kenny Stills and their Fuller. It's out suspension, so they don't have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nobody and they still put up 20 points. So it means Colts
Hey, man, that old man's doing something. Rivers?
He's doing something, but as soon as he gets somebody to sack his ass, he out. He out for 2 days. He's out for 2 weeks.
But did he play this week? I think so.
Yeah, he played. He had 2 touchdowns.
Ah, see? Colts is going to make it a playoffs. They'll make a wild card.
They'll make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs.
Yeah. Colts, yeah, they'll do some damage. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll take it all the way. Once they play those top-tier teams, fucking Kansas City and Pittsburgh and, you know, Ravens, you know, it'll be pretty much over for them.
Well, they lost to the Browns. Well, but they beat Green Bay, so.
The Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat the crap out of them.
They beat the Ravens, the Browns. No, never mind. Their losses is to the Jaguars, but that's the first game. That shit don't count. They lost to the Browns, the Ravens, and the Texans.
Ravens right there.
The next games are the Raiders, the Texans, the Steelers, and the Jaguars. So maybe they could win.
They could win two games.
I'll give them two games.
Well, with those two games, they'll be 10-6.
Yeah.
Wild card.
Yeah, we'll get a wild card.
Yep. Vieja, can you give me a beer? All right. She's about to give me a beer. All right. So, next sorry-ass game. You already know.
Just by you saying sorry-ass game, you're talking about the best team in the NFL. Talking about the fucking Dolphins.
The Bengals and Dolphins. I've been telling you, I've been drinking most of the day. I've been drinking since 4 o'clock, so you can hear me stuttering. It's been four. Yeah, I've been drinking a while, so you can hear me stutter. Thanks, well, not babe. Me. You're the best. La Toxica is number one. All right, so let's get to this game. It was 7-19.
Mm-hmm.
Whack ass Dolphins win. Tell me about that game.
It was boring in the first half.
Because I can tell you, I didn't watch for shit. I haven't even watched the highlights for that game.
let me tell you, they only scored by luck. They didn't do nothing in the first half. Second half, they run the no hot offense and they did a little bit better. They couldn't score. We got a great defense.
Yeah, but if you can't score, you can't do shit.
Yeah, you can. No, I mean, Ravens went to the Super Bowl and won it with Trey Dilfer.
Okay. Come on. Okay, if you put a defense.
Wait,
Willie, be realistic. That was a fucking elite defense. They have fucking like 3-4.
You Hall name me one. That. No, who? The only one I know is Willie. Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Reed.
Reed.
Okay.
Ed Reed he wasn't even playing in that defense.
He wasn't. No, but then they got that fat motherfucker. That fat ass guy. Always talking shit. He was an announcer at Fox too for a while. I haven't seen him in a while. He was a beast. And they had Shannon Sharp. Boba.
Yeah, but in defense. You're talking about defense.
Yeah, but that no.
Exactly.
That's all you need. Okay, who's the
offense? You need a good defense and an offense that doesn't turn over. That's what Dilfer is. He doesn't give you turnovers.
Well, he's a great manager.
Tua is not going to give. He has zero interceptions.
He has zero. He was a great manager that took him to the Super Bowl.
I'm used to seeing Dolphins lose all the time. So they're actually winning. I'm scared. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Y'all going to get to the fucking wild card. That's about it.
No, I'm scared. Because I don't want to get my hopes up. Because I'm used to these guys losing all the time. So it's like, is this for real? Are they really playing this good or I'm tripping? So
I mean,
look, the next four games is Kansas City. You tell me who's going to win that.
Kansas City.
And Miami.
All right, Miami, okay. That'll be 9-4.
You think we could beat them?
Who, Cincinnati?
No. Chiefs.
Oh, Kansas City. Hell no, you guys ain't beating okay. Kansas City.
Who's the next four games? Okay.
That'll be, you guys will be 8-5.
Okay. We got New England and Miami.
You might win that one. So that's 9-5.
Okay. We're at the Raiders.
Oh, that's an easy one. Fuck the Raiders. Sorry. That's a, you'll be 10-5 already.
Yes. And then we got the Bills in Buffalo.
Bills is going to take the division. You already know. You guys are going to get the wild card.
If they win the division, I feel like if they already have the division, the last game, they won't put their starters. So maybe it could be maybe 3-1. So that'll be 11-5. So that'll give us a – then if that happens, that means we have to play Buffalo again.
I can tell you right now, your record is going to be 10-6 or 9-7 wild card.
We can't. We no, got, 9-7, we're not going to make the playoffs. We have to be 10.
Well, you know,
there's still the Browns. The Browns are 9-3. But
you're right.
What's these motherfuckers? The Colts.
Yeah,
they're 8-4. Then we got all these little mother guys behind us. The Raiders, New England's still there. Ravens, thinks you guys can beat them.
Of course,
they're
we're not
still hanging
beat them.
Around there.
You, of course, we're not going to beat the Ravens. Are you serious? We can't even beat nobody. But
the only thing you guys beat is yourself.
So we beat that meat, boy. All right. But yeah. What's next? Another bunch of whack ass teams. We got the Jaguars and
man,
the Vikings.
If they're not considered the playoff teams, I don't want to talk about them. Well, you're Minnesota, right. Minnesota, they're in the playoff hunt. So
6-6. Hey, the rookie receivers, fucking the next. People saying Randy Moss.
No, Randy Moss was fucking way better.
Yeah, the only receiver I see like that is Metcalf, like a stud. Metcalf is a stud. It's a he's that in his own world.
I wanted the Dolphins to draft that guy.
Oh, I know they should have.
Everybody had a chance.
Everybody, what round did he go?
I think so.
First round. Probably in the bottom though, because Seattle was pretty good, so they probably got him like
he got him late.
Late.
Seattle's always good.
Yeah, they probably got him. 20th pick from
what's
20
his name?
TJ Metcalf.
Are you sure? Oh, there he is.
Yeah. What round? See.
They got him in the second round, 62.
Are you
pick.
Fucking serious? Are
so
you serious?
Everybody
skipped him, and some skipped him twice.
No, because there's 32 teams.
Which one did they got him at?
64. So the last pick in the second round, right?
So that's why a lot of teams skipped him twice.
Yeah, because they won once and twice. Yeah.
It is what it is. So the next game.
He's only 22 years old.
I know.
He was born in 97.
Damn.
22. This guy got 10 more years of.
I doubt it. Receivers don't last that long, especially big ones like that. Look at
Megatron.
But
he's only 22. Megatron deleted because he wanted to retire.
Yeah, these big guys, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, bro. I'm telling you,
I'm telling you, this guy.
It is what it is. All right, next. Game we're going to talk about is the whack-ass Raiders and the whack-ass Jets. I can tell you right now, the Jets blew that fucking loss.
Oh, they want the first pick, bro.
Why were you fucking blitz? The last play of the game, you blitz. Why would you do that?
Because you know why?
Because they want to lose the game.
Obviously. Come on.
Yeah.
What's the whole point? Literally. Where's the whole goddamn point? Blitz everybody. Put everybody to the back. Bat the fucking ball down.
Hey, God don't need a dam. He can walk a water, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Raiders act like they won the Super Bowl. P- That was the damn Jets they beat. That they, I purposely lost that game.
Yes, literally. They, talking about that, talking about last minute plays, 2 years ago was a famous Dolphin play with Parker. Gronkowski? Yes.
When that, that guy put, can...
Yeah, they put everybody to the back. Literally, that was the whole play. You put everybody to the back so they go bat the ball down.
Do you think Jets thought about like fuck?
No, they thought about it. Of course they did. Look,
like, let's just blitz him so if they do a short one, we'll get him. Maybe?
No.
I don't know.
No, no. They said, you want the first pick? Mm-hmm. Yes. Blitz.
Blitz. You're right.
You want the first pick? Yes.
Blitz. You got it. You're right.
You got the quickest receiver on one side. Man coverage.
Come on.
You want the first pick? Hey, how hard is it to put three, even two guys, defensive ends, and put nine people in the back? Ain't no way they're going to get the ball. There's no way they're going to get the ball.
Just so rush two and everybody in the back.
Yes. Even rush one guy. Who cares? But are you seriously? You're going to blitz on the last play, man on man, with the fastest receiver.
Yeah, you know why? Because they had a chance to see that the Jaguars lost. So if Jaguars lost and they should have won, there should have been the same record.
Yeah.
And I think by points differential or probably the standings in their standing on the division or not the conference, they probably will be second to get the second pick. And probably Jaguars get the first pick. So they're like, nope, let's blow this up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Raider fans think they won the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, because they should have won. It should have been 1-1. Because right now Jets are 0-12 and Jacksonville is 1-11.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But, you know.
And it's Jacksonville. It's Jets. Man, you mess around. Cowboys could get the first pick, too, if they won some games and lose all of them.
I doubt it. Cowboys won 4 games. I don't think Jets are going to come up. I think we're probably
going to Cowboys won 3 games, my friend. They're 3-9.
Well, they're about to win this week. Who Cowboys going to win. They're going to win 2 more games. I tell you that right now. Guaranteed.
Okay, let me see.
Guaranteed.
The Bengals. But you know what? No, you know what? They're going to lose at the Bengals. They're going to lose to the Niners.
We're not going to lose to the Niners at home.
Hell no. Lose to the Niners. Niners still got playoff things.
Boy, bye. Have a seat. You'll see. All right, so let's move on from.
The last two, you know what? They're going to go. I don't know if they're going to beat the Bengals or the Niners, but I'm for sure they're going to lose to the Eagles and they're going to lose to the Giants.
We're going to beat the Giants. No, actually, hold on. We're going to beat the Eagles. It's going to be a tough game versus the Giants.
So what do you get if you beat these teams? Nothing, right? You're going to lose.
Basically.
Draft. You're going to lose draft. So they're going to want to lose so they could get a better draft pick.
I'm telling
What's
you right
the whole
now.
Point?
I'm telling you. Okay, let's not even talk about Dallas. We're not even there yet. We'll talk about Dallas right now. All right. So next game will be the Browns and the Titans. I can tell you right now, I hate that son of a gun. You already know who.
Who?
You already know. From the Browns.
I don't know.
The quarterback.
Oh, he whack.
Yeah. Mayfield, I hate this son of a gun. He be acting like he's something special, but he ain't nothing special. He just got some good-ass receivers. And that fucking Chubbs, man, that was a beast. You know, you just relies on them. You don't have to do that much. They fucking press everybody to the line of scrimmage to stop Chubbs. And all you got to do is just like, boom, here, boom, here. You just get it around anywhere around the receiver. What's this guy's name? Landry? He'll catch the ball.
We should never let him go.
Yep. Anywhere around his vicinity, and he'll catch the ball. So he's whack. I guess the king didn't come out and play good that week. King Henry. You know who it reminds me of? Eddie George.
Oh, Eddie George was a beast.
Yeah, he reminds me of big, strong, fast.
I think Eddie George was taller, no?
I think they're probably the same height, both tall ass. But I feel the king is probably a little more bigger.
Oh, that fool's hella stronger. You could tell that motherfucker's cut.
Yeah, hella strong. And so yeah, they the Browns won 41-35. Cleveland has a 6-game with 30 points most. And I believe they haven't clinched the playoffs, but 9-3, they probably win 2 more games, and that's probably guaranteed at least a wild card.
Who they got? They got the Ravens, the Giants.
They'll beat that one. They'll beat that one.
And the Steelers.
Let me rephrase my.
They're gonna go 2-2 because they play at Ravens. They play at home, the Ravens. Then they play at the Giants, at the Jets, and then home at against the Steelers.
Let me rephrase that. They're probably gonna go in one more game and lose 3, so they'll be 10-6. They'll make a playoff spot, and they're gonna lose. They're 1-done, guaranteed.
Yeah,
picture. And then Titans, I think they're gonna win their division.
Yeah,
and then they're probably. Sure. I don't see them doing as good as they did last postseason, but you know what? You never know.
Never know.
Okay, next game is another mediocre teams, the Rams and the Cardinals.
Their one is 8-4, and the other one 6-6. So it's not mediocre. They can make the playoffs. Both of them.
Yeah, they can, but they ain't gonna
mediocre
do nothing.
Mediocre is the Cowboys, my friend.
No, mediocre.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys suck ass. That's not even funny.
It's funny how the Cowboys hasn't said nothing.
We're not even there yet. But yeah, they're Rams won 38-24. I don't know if Cardinals gonna make the playoffs, but
it's hard.
Yeah, but Rams might make the playoffs, but I don't feel the quarterback is elite to make or do any damage in the playoffs. You know, they're not the same when they did their run. Was it last year? Playoffs?
Who?
I mean, the Super Bowl? Rams?
Who? Oh, yeah, it was Rams. It was, no, 2 years ago.
Was it?
Was it for, again, versus the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, true. I don't see them like that. Like, they're, Donald, you know, he's a beast, but I don't know. They have no good running back. The receivers are pretty good, but the quarterback, I don't know about him. And then who else we got? Hold on, who else we got? Next game, we got one of the upsets of the week.
Oh, that was
the New York versus the Seattle. You know, they
won like 5 games right in a row, 4 games in a row.
4 games ago.
It could have been like 6 because they lost to the Eagles by 1 point.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Buccaneers by 2 points.
Yeah.
So imagine they should have won those 2 games.
They'll be
that should have been
7-6. Seven and five.
Yeah, 7-5.
But you know what? Yeah. I mean, can you believe we're only 2 games away? If they lose one, we won. We're almost 1 game away. So I'm pretty good. But Giants, I feel
rested. I think the Giants will win the division.
Nah, I don't think so. I think
you know what? They got Alex Smith. I got Alex Smith. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I think the Redskins will win the division.
Yeah, but we're talking for this. The Toxica is showing me a fake butt right now on TikTok. All right. So, so the Giants and the Seahawks, 17-12. First time since 2016 that Giants have won 4 straight games. Shit, I think we lost like 5 games straight, the Cowboys, but it is what it is.
Damn, so you guys are losers for a month already.
Yep, you already know. Next game we have is the Eagles and the Packers. And
mention it. That was not even a game. That was just an exhibition.
Yeah, it was just a practice game.
It was a practice game.
For the Packers, they won 30-16. Matt LaFleur is 12-2 at home since 2009. So yeah, I think Packers are one of the strongest teams in the NFC.
Yes, I think they could.
I think they can. I think they can go all the way. I think they can. We're NFC is not that packed. Or doesn't have that much good teams like the AFC this year. But I think Packers might take NFC easily. Easily.
The only one I see them is the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Saints going to give them some trouble. But I think they can handle them. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. The older he gets, the better he gets, I guess. Like Tom Brady. I think he just sees the field better. He understands the game better. He ain't running like he used to no more, so he has to stand back and, you know, see where he's gonna make his play and shit.
That's what I see.
Next game, it don't fucking matter, but it's the Patriots and the Chargers. It was a fucking blowout, 45-0. I don't think I need to speak about that.
No, that's it. It's over. There's nothing.
That's it. If my cousin watched this. F the Chargers. You already know. Thank you. All right. next game is... it was pretty good. We're watching this one. It was pretty good. The Broncos and Chiefs. Hey, Broncos had a chance to win this game. Even though...
I was hoping.
Yeah. And then, did you see that touchdown that didn't count? The touchdown that wasn't counted by Hill?
It was Hill.
The cheetah? Yeah. The fastest man on earth? Yeah. He didn't even know. That shit landed right in his fucking arm.
And they didn't even challenge it, so they can't do nothing about it. They don't challenge it.
But when you're a receiver, you think you catch the ball, you have to tell the coach, I catch the ball. He just went straight to the bench I guess I didn't.
He didn't even do that much. He only had 6 catches for 58 yards.
I think what he did last week
with 200 yards. Oh, yeah, the week before. He had 200 yards.
200 yards in the first half. I think that shit is good for, like, some receivers get that shit in, like, fucking 3-4 weeks. So, yeah. No. So, yeah, it was an entertaining game, but, you know, I think after, I think he threw an interception, the quarterback, what's his name, from Broncos, and I think that was over right there. That was it. That was it for them. 11-1. I think the strongest team in the AFC. What is that? The strongest team in the NFC. I believe it's going to be the Chiefs and Packers Super Bowl. But we'll see.
We'll see, my friend.
Another game was Bills and 49ers. The Niners
It was not okay. It was okay for like 2 quarters. Then after that, it was a blowout.
Well, you know what? 49ers were on top, right? For a few minutes?
I think so, but not a lot.
Okay. Yeah. And the 49ers are playing in Arizona because the state of California put a ban on any sports. So no sports at all, professional. Youth or amateur, so no sports at all. So they had to move their facilities and all that good stuff to Phoenix, and that's pretty cool for Arizona, their conference rivals, to, you know, come use my pad to do what you need to do.
But
you know why? Because they're not afraid of them. Because both of them, I really don't think none of those teams are going to the playoffs.
Who?
49ers. Nah. Okay. Not really. They're gonna be in the middle of the pack. They ain't doing shit.
Unless they win.
Motherfucking falling asleep.
No. Unless they win the next 4 games, which they probably could.
Who is it?
Washington.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, Washington's pretty good. They're playing pretty good.
But they're playing in Arizona. I mean, because the 49ers don't have their home. So they play Arizona.
Yeah, okay.
And they play at Cowboys.
at Cardinals, and the last game is at Seattle.
So they play in Arizona twice. Yeah. If they play the Niners.
Pretty much, yes. Because they play at Dallas. Yeah, so they play Moon. Their next three games is in Arizona because they don't have no home. So because this is versus Washington, then at Cowboys, at Cardinals, and at home. So they probably have three more games in Arizona and one at Dallas.
Yeah, I don't see Niners winning any games in Arizona. I'm telling you that right now.
Man, what's the record?
It's like,
they're gonna go 8-8.
Man, nah, it's like going to your mother-in-law's house. You know, you can't really do shit. You just sit there. You're just there because you're there. You really can't do nothing. You got to take a shit. You're like, oh man, I can't really do it right here. I would rather be home. You know, so yeah, they ain't gonna do nothing. All right, hold on. And there, let's talk about the other upset. I think this is the biggest upset. I think champagne bottles were.
Oh, popped. Hell yeah. They popped. One. I even popped a beer for that one. I really did.
All right. So the Washington football team, I wonder if they're going to get a new name.
But I hope they make the playoffs just because they beat the Steelers and took the undefeated.
But you know what? That's pretty good for Steelers. That takes out the pressure of losing the game. Mm-hmm. I think after this, that pressure they had to, oh, shit, we can't lose a game, is gone. They can be like, all right, we lost the game. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's do what we do. And I think that's gonna propel them to greatness. I think Steelers is the only team that can beat the
Chiefs.
Oh yeah, but they have to be at home. That's the only way. That's the only way.
You know what? They've been playing good. I'm not gonna give them. They've been playing good. I see the schedule. The people they won, they kind of blew them out. A little bit, but not a lot. Well, thank you. Thank you, Washington, for making only the Dolphins be the only undefeated team. Population, one.
Boba. Your ass wasn't even born yet when they went undefeated. That shit don't even count.
It's like you saying the Cowboys Super Bowl don't count.
Boy, I was born. I was a teenager when they won.
And you were 12 years old. That don't count. Do you remember what you ate that day? I bet you don't.
Hell yeah,
I did.
Hell yeah, we ate pizza.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because my dad bought it. I remember that.
There you go. We got Joey's Pizza.
It wasn't Joey's.
What was it?
It was...
Oh, California pizza.
It was Tropicana pizza.
Same thing. See? Same thing. At least I seen one. But I think Washington football team is going to win the NFC East. Pretty field goal story with Alex Smith after he fucked up his leg really bad.
Yeah, I mean, they should give it to him. He should win the...
Yeah, I think he's...
About that of the year.
Yeah, I think he is going to win the comeback player of the year. I really think he is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You saw he was bleeding?
From?
His leg.
From his injury?
Yeah, no, from... It was the other feet, I think. The foot. He was going back, and I think one of the defensive player, or even his own player, cut him in his leg, shit. And he started bleeding, and then just the trainer came and taped it up, and let's go back.
Yeah. I don't know, after that injury, man, you're like, what the hell? Have you ever seen the, little mini documentary of him getting back to football?
Nope.
Yeah, his leg is, he wears I don't know what it's called. But I don't know, he has to cover that because it's really bad. Oh, it's so scarred. It's really bad. Like, scarred. You know, when, people get burned and their skin gets all, grafted? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had to do that. They had to do grafts on his leg. To cover all that. So, yeah, it's bad. But I feel good for him. I don't think Washington's going to do anything after the playoffs. But they'll win division. They'll get a home game. At least they'll get a home game.
Yeah, at least they get a home and division.
They'll get that. But after that, we'll give him that. Cowboys will give him that this year. For bad for him.
Oh, yeah. These huevos.
Yeah, we feel bad, but next year is ours. So, okay. Talking about ours is, you know, the Cowboys. That's my team.
Bye.
5-time Super Bowl champions. So, yeah.
You remember, they don't count because you only wore one. So, therefore, don't count.
Boba.
Exactly.
But, yeah, they lost 17-34. Hey, I thought we were going to
talk about real games that actually matter. This game does not matter at all. I mean, it matters for Baltimore, but not for fucking Cowboys.
Well, it matters to me. What matters to me is what goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, Dallas lost 17-34. I feel like they had a chance early in the game. But
yeah, me too.
I mean, they're doing good at halftime. They're beating. They're winning. So I was like, just don't fuck up and don't throw interceptions. And he threw that interception. That was over. Fuck, you can't really beat any team when you fucking let them rush for 300 yards.
They had 300 yards?
They had 300 fucking yards rushing. Not even passing, bro. Like passing, 300 yards down. If a passer gets 300 yards, he had a pretty good game. Mm-hmm. We're talking about 300 yards rushing.
Damn. Rushing. You know what? I had the quarterback as my fantasy.
Who?
Jackson. He gave me 18 points.
Oh.
No, my bad. He gave me 28 points.
I have Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
Well, I had Aaron Rodgers, but I still lost because I literally lost all my players. So I kind of quit after halfway of the season fantasy, and I don't give a damn no more. We had we had our stimulus. It's called the Stimulus League. You know, we just did it let's just do it. We wouldn't want to do it because, you know, this COVID shit, but we're like, let's just do it. $25. So we did something real quick, but halfway to the season, all my players were gone. All of them. So I was like, I quit.
This is the playoffs.
16, so everybody made the playoffs.
I'm in the championship. Yeah, I didn't even know. I just checked right now. I swear, I'll play Jose Anke. No,
for the championship?
To go to the championship. Yeah.
The playoffs.
Damn,
okay. Wow. Damn teams or no? Did you check your teams?
No, because I just got a new phone, so I wasn't even checking on them. But now I am. I'm in the. I won the first round. I beat Uncle Rico. I beat him 110-64. So supposedly, what's his name is going to beat me, but I need to change my team up. Mm. I got to win.
Can we? You can give me half, and I'll give you Aaron Rodgers.
Nah, I'm good.
But I don't think we can trade anymore after the playoffs or whatever. So
I need to put my lineup.
Boys, who plays this Thursday? I know there's a Thursday this week.
Oh, it's the Rams and the Patriots.
That's a pretty good game. Where they at?
LA? I don't know. I haven't checked.
You know who's all right, so we went out all over we went over all the games this week. And bye week, teams with bye week was Baltimore Buccaneers and Panthers. But who's your game, your player of the week?
My player of the week should be
Let me check. Player of the week. I can tell you mine. Mine is fucking Cole Beasley from the Buffalo Bills. This mother effer. He was in the Cowboys 2 years ago, and he was so underrated. We had so many talent. We're like, let him go. But he's killing it, man. He killed it. This guy had like 130 yards. He was there when they need him in the third down. He's a slot receiver, like reliable. I mean, he won a game. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago when Prescott threw that shit in the end zone and he just caught it flying and he was down by his knee and it's like we won the game because of that. You know, that's that guy. But yeah, I give my player of the week
for him,
for that guy. Cole Beasley from the Buffalo Bills. Oh. I think he for sure had 130 yards and I think a touchdown.
Well, I give mine to, because defenses win championship, I give mine to Kyle Van Noy, the Dolphins running back.
Running back? You must be fucked up already, bro.
I got two.
How many beers you got?
He had, let me get here. Let me get his stats. He had, let me check his stats. He did pretty good. He did more than good. I know he had 3 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Three fucking sacks.
He had 8 solo tackles and 3 sacks.
That's not bad. Is that end or?
Yeah, middle linebacker. You know, but they put him anywhere. Put him in the middle. I seen him on the side, on the left side, right side. They put him anywhere. But he had 3 sacks and 8 solo tackles. So I'm like, yeah.
Not bad.
El chingón de la semana.
Oh, el chingón de la semana. For you, don't speak too much Spanish. El chingón de la semana. What does that mean?
The baddest guy.
Badass of the week. My badass of the week is Cole Beasley. All right, so we have a badass of the week. We also got a dummy of the week, or aka el pendejo of the week. Who you got as a pendejo of the week?
Who do I got? I don't know. Let me think about it. You do you.
I got Travis Kelce. This MF was doing the post interview talking about, I give a shout out to the Raiders. These guys were playing the Denver Broncos. How the hell do you forget who the hell
they got in their helmet?
Seriously. I know. You see right there, you're playing the Denver Broncos, and this guy, shout out to the Raiders, you know, for putting up a good game. Come on, bro. Or maybe he's just being disrespectful for the Broncos, maybe saying like, you guys ain't shit, or also talking shit to the Raiders. Like, I don't even know who I play, the Raiders or the Broncos.
They're going to find a good team, you know, next but week. The Dolphins.
Who are they playing again? Boba. Boba. Okay. I have a second nominee for the pendejo or the dummy of the week. Is the whole
Jets. That's gonna be me.
I think
my pendejo. Pendejo is one. Pendejos means the whole fucking pendejos of the New York defense. You know, no, one pendejo, two pendejos. So I don't know who called the defensive player. I don't know who the coach or the defensive coach. I don't know who caused the plays there, but.
Well, I think he's a coach.
Pendejo. How the?
Wasn't the Miami coach? What do you think we let him go?
And I just don't know. Understand why are you gonna blitz? Why?
We already talked about this. They want that first round
pick. The pendejos of the week.
Yes. Dummies of the week. Hold on. Anything else you got, brother?
Nope. That's all I got for our first
damn
podcast.
Yeah, okay. It's almost been an hour. That's just, yeah, it's been just quick. Just talking about football.
Talking shit.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna try to do this every Thursday.
Wednesday. Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday? You ever heard of that term, Tuesday quarterback?
It's Monday quarterback.
No. Have you ever heard of that term? I heard Tuesday quarterback. It's when you start watching film and say, shit, I should have done that. Shit, I should have done that. Well, we're going to be doing that. But not what we did, but what the teams did. We'll go over what they did, how they feel. So every Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, come join us if you just bored, want to talk, hear some dumbass motherfuckers talking shit to each other about the teams or whatever. Yeah. If you're bored, you know, download this shit.
Yeah. All right, man.
So, first episode is over. I'll see you guys next week. And Willie, you fucking suck. And fuck
the Dolphins. Well, I don't have to say, because I know what you know what I'm going to say. It's fuck the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have a segment when we end this. We're going to have the last word. So we're going to end this by saying like a quote. It can be inspirational or whatever. All right?
Are you talking to me?
Got it. Yeah, I'm talking to you. So I got my quote or inspirational quote of the week is bros before hoes.
Mine is wear a condom because then you're going to have a podcast next to your wife and kids.
I got hit for that one. All right. Have a good night, good morning, good evening, wherever you're at. Have a good one. Have a blessed day.
Se bañan.
Have a good night.
Y se toman la
agua. Se bañan. Like we say, there you go. So what we say is, we ain't straight up Mexican, but we're from our parents are Mexican. So when we say peace out or whatever, we always say go take a shower. And drink the water. I don't know why, but it sounds funny in Spanish. Yes, sir. All right. Bye. See you guys later. I can't see you guys.
Talk to you guys later.
There you go. Peace. Have fun. Be safe.
Wear condoms.
Yeah. Yep. And bros.